Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Rebecca Banick is back, ladies and gentlemen. She's chairman, CEO of Neutral Posture Incorporated. They make office chairs. I have one myself. Actually, I think we got about four of those around here somewhere. We got a bunch of them, right? We believe in their chairs. It's amazing how comfortable and how fatigue just kind of goes out the window when you have their chair. So I'm a cheerleader of what they do, but she's here to talk to us about how things are going for their business and a couple of other things that I'm going to be asking her. Rebecca Banick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. How are things going?
It's great to be here. Things are actually going pretty well. We are not seeing as much of the recession as our industry is.
Right.
Which is really nice.
Have you, you know, recently, you, not recently, about, what, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm going to back up, longer than that, you went public.
We went public in 1997.
97, right. And you operated like that for 4 or 5 years, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And you took your company back private. We've talked about this on the show before. Remind the audience why you decided to do that.
Well, we went public during a time that, I mean, it was just crazy. All the dot-coms were coming on board, and it was just an incredible time to get into the public market. The problem is that we were real bricks and mortar and product.
They didn't know what to do with you. You were probably profitable, and they didn't know what to do with profit, did they?
Exactly. You know, they were looking for all these companies that were going to be these huge dot-coms later on down the road, and we couldn't sell on the Internet. We have a dealer network
right.
that we would have completely alienated. And so
they were looking for eyeballs, and you were making chairs.
Right, exactly. And, you know, after 4 years, we watched our stock diminish, and we were trading at like a dollar a share. So our market cap on the company was about $3 million, and we actually had $4 million sitting in the bank. So it was really silly the way that it was trading. And plus, when you have an outside board of directors, you have to answer to the directors. They really limited what we could do, and as an entrepreneur, you're not used to having somebody tell you, no, you can't do that, you can't introduce a new product line, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So once we got it together, we figured out taking the company back private was a much better way for us to go, and it has been wonderful.
Now, did you take it back private? I'm trying to remember the timing. Was this just before Sarbanes-Oxley or right after?
Just before.
Yeah.
But, you know, after we took the company private, I wanted to make sure that I stayed up on what it really meant to be a corporate director. And so I got all the Sarbanes-Oxley books and kept reading on everything. And, you know, we were compliant with Sarbanes-Oxley before it became Sarbanes-Oxley. I mean, everything that we did within our corporation complied with all of those rules anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just says a lot about the law firm that we had and the accounting firm that we had that really made sure that we did the right thing. And so, you know, Sarbanes-Oxley really wasn't for the companies who were doing the right thing. It was for the to catch the ones that were not.
Well, they passed a law that impacted everybody because of what 12 companies did.
Exactly.
And the people in those 12 companies have now been prosecuted under laws that were already in place before Sarbanes-Oxley. So basically, we don't need Sarbanes-Oxley.
I agree with you. I think that it is one of those things, you know, typical of our government to punish the many for the few bad ones.
And we're watching that happen over again right now.
Yes, we are.
Even as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. But that's another show. Deborah, you'll have to come back another day Rebecca, you have to come back another day to talk to us about that some more. I want to talk about how things have been so much better for you as a public company. I mean, I'm sorry, as a private company. And the reason, folks, is because some of you may be thinking, I want to go public. I want to take my company public. Maybe it's the right thing for you to do, but maybe it's not. So, Rebecca, what has been the advantages over the last 5 or 6 years to you being a private company?
I think the biggest difference is when you're publicly held, you have to disclose everything that's bad. And even if you don't think it's very bad, if your lawyer says it's bad and the public needs to know, you have to do that. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to talk about the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything that would promote your stock. You can't do anything that really promotes your company. And so you're kind of stuck in that all the people on the outside know is all of the bad. And once you take the company back private again, then you can start talking about the good things.
And you can be entrepreneurial. You know, Rebecca, public companies, sometimes public companies is another, being public is another way of saying where creativity goes to die.
I think that that's partially true. When you look at the restrictions that a board can put on a company, it's pretty amazing.
Right.
We wanted to introduce a product line, and our board said no because they said we had too much on our plate.
Uh-huh.
And it took us, after we went private, we introduced the product line. And so starting in, 2002, and we're doing $3 million a year with a product line that they would not allow us to.
It might be the reason why you're doing so well right now.
Yeah, I think that we've talked about this a lot in the last week about why we are doing well in this economy. And I think the biggest thing is in the November-December time frame, we really looked at what we needed to do to make sure that 2009 was a good year for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, we celebrated our 20th anniversary in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And during that time, what I think happens to a lot of entrepreneurs is that you start out with a core message and a core product line. And then you start to deviate from that because you have customers that say, well, can you give me this and can you
right.
give me that?
You try to be all things to all people, don't you?
Exactly. We really expanded our product line. We ended up buying another company to bring on some lower ergonomic chairs and conference room chairs, side chairs, those types of things. And in December we said, okay, let's really spend 2009 focusing on what brought us to the table, and that is true ergonomics, the chairs that are going to help you through the day, because when you look at the major corporations, they're not buying chairs for projects right now.
Mm-hmm.
All of those big orders are on hold. But we make chairs for people who are injured,
mm-hmm.
neck injuries, carpal tunnel, back injuries. We make chairs for big and tall.
Or for people who sit in the chair all day and who don't want to be injured by their chair. That's the kind
true.
Of chairs
and
they make. I've been sitting in one of those for some time now, folks. I have Rebecca's chairs. They're all over my office, and we believe in them. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Rebecca about being a niche. How can you be successful as a niche? Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We booked it for you. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something for you. You can read or listen to, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. My knowledge base, askjim.biz. Well, you get Small Business Answers now. You can find a lot of things, plus thousands of, several hundred, like 1,500 Brain Trust members, including our good friend Rebecca Banick, the chairman, the founder, co-founder, CEO of Neutral Posture Incorporated. They make chairs, outstanding chairs. And Rebecca, I spend a lot of time at my desk, at my computer, every day. Because I write, and I do, I do a lot of stuff here, and I do it in your chair, and I've never had fatigue from sitting in your chairs, ever. And I've owned a lot of chairs in my life. Folks, they just work. Rebecca, thank you.
Well, thank you. And that's the point of the chair.
And I don't. And you know what else, Rebecca? I don't always sit in it correctly either. Sometimes I find myself kind of, hunkered over the keyboard or something. It's amazing how this works. But give us the website, please.
It's neutralposture.com, N-E-U-T P-R-A-L, posture, P-O-S-T-U-R-E.com.
And they can buy, they can find a dealer near you, near them, by putting their, and go to your website and put in the zip code, can't they?
Yes, they can. And if you just click on the website, our phone number, contact information is there. You can actually just talk to one of our customer service representatives, and they'll direct you to the nearest showroom so you can go and try a chair out.
How many employees do you have?
We have 75.
All right. Good for you. How much outsourcing do you do?
We do very little outsourcing. We actually have a plant in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the only outsourcing that we do is, like, we have tooling that we own, and we have them, somebody else that will, like, form the seats in the back.
Right.
Because we don't want to own that injection molding.
But they use your tools. Now, why did you choose to put a plant in Canada?
We had been trying to break into the Canadian market for quite some time.
Right.
And we found that Canadians are incredibly loyal. They want to buy a Canadian product. And it would be so wonderful if Americans were as loyal about American-made products.
Right.
Because there's so much of the furniture now that comes in from Asia.
Right.
That we're competing with day in, day out. But anyway, back to Canada. So we actually opened up a location up there so that we could make chairs in Canada, and it's just called Neutral Posture Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing really well. That location is doing around $4 million a year.
Congratulations.
And we were doing nothing because we couldn't get a foothold in the market.
And that's so $4 million in Canada, right?
Pardon?
$4 million of Canada's business.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
You know, Rebecca, the niche, the concept of niches has really come of age in the last 20 or 30 years. And to the point where in 2009, people are making a living in niches of niches.
I agree.
You know, they're second-generation niches, maybe third-generation niches. That's where you find yourself in the chair business, and that's how you've been able to say to actually weather the storm, isn't it?
It really is.
Talk to us about how that works.
You know, for us, when a company has somebody who's injured or they have somebody who weighs 350 pounds, they still have to buy chairs for those people even when there's an economic downturn like this is what's happening today. So because most of our business is one chair at a time, I mean, we sold 50,000 chairs last year, and our average order size is three chairs.
Wow.
So that tells you for all of the, like when we sell to UPS, we sell hundreds at a time. For all of those hundreds at a time, that tells you how many orders we get one at a time.
Right.
And so because we're focused on ergonomics and about being healthy and about your body, we've actually now taken that a step further, and now we've developed a system called the Intune Seating System, which actually you can burn 280 more calories a day. It's like going to the gym and getting on the treadmill.
Are you saying that my chair, my wonderful chair here that I've had for all these years is now obsolete? Is that what you're saying?
We can actually convert the chair you have to fit into the Intune system.
Oh.
And the idea here is that if you can stand up 2 hours a day, you burn 280 calories, and that converts to about 20 pounds a year.
Right.
The problem is sit-stand workstations have been around for 20 years, probably. But you have to push a button and move it to where you want it to go. And so people are real excited about it for 3 weeks, and then they stop using it. Ours actually starts with a desk at 40 inches. And then we build a platform on the chair to raise your chair up to more of a bar height, but with a platform for your feet so that you feel very secure getting in and out of the chair.
Right.
And it is just amazing. I mean, everybody in my office is on the Intune system.
I need to look at that because I don't know if you know this or not, but I do 2 hours of radio every weekday standing.
Oh, you would love this.
See, I've never. The only time I ever do my show sitting is when I'm on the road interviewing people face to face.
Yeah, and we have. If you think about it, there's sometimes during the day when it's better to stand than to sit. You know, after you've had a big lunch.
Yeah.
You need to stand up for a little while so you don't.
Or when I'm on the phone, you know, when I talk on the phone, I never sit down. I always stand up.
Well, we have one man that's been doing this for almost a year, and he's lost 43 pounds.
The niche, folks, they found their niche. Now, that's what the key to this whole thing is in more and more for the 21st century. For small business owners, you've got to find your niche. Give us that website again, Rebecca.
Neutralposture.com, NEUTRALPOSTURE.
Put your zip code in, and they'll find you a dealer nearby. And whatever, I'm telling you, folks, I use their stuff. It's good stuff. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for being here. Good job. job today.
Thank you.
See you next time. Rebecca Bainick, ladies and gentlemen, with Neutral Posture. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.